I need sugar in my bowl. I want my lover, y'all, to come home.
Music is conversation.
And I need to breathe some time.
It's built on collaboration.
And I've said it all.
Carried on by the relationship of a teacher and a student.
The blues woman. Hey, I be.
And on both sides of that education equation is bassist Richard Davis.
Be released, darling.
Richard grew up in Chicago, learning from the records of jazz greats.
I listened to Duke Ellington's band like my life depended on it. It's because this bass player named Jimmy Blanton was on the recordings. And I was so enthralled by his sound was so warm.
But it took flesh and bone teachers to turn Richard's love for music into his lifelong work.
I had one of the greatest music teachers ever in life, high school band director named Walter Diet. He gave you lots of wisdom, but he was tough. He'd scare you after death. And 20 years after I graduated, he still called me up, giving me assignments. I'm 38 years old. Hi, Richard, this is Diet. Yes, sir. I want you to read such and such a book. Yes, sir. Man, that's love, yeah.
After high school, Richard continued to study and play, first in Chicago, then New York City. The music took center stage.
I was asleep while I was playing. Yeah, I had a busy schedule. Some people thought I was into dope. Be able to keep up with that kind of a schedule, but to me it was just doing it. I was high off the music.
Playing provided its own education.
I had learned Cherokee in one key, and it was my chance to show off a little bit. I jumped on the bandstand, and this saxophone player said, what do you want to play, Richard?
Cherokee!
I'm ready now. He said, okay. I actually took the bass out of the bass player's hands. We started playing Cherokee, and I realized that the bass wasn't quite in tune. Then I realized they were playing in non-standard key. I couldn't play it. So the song was over, he said, what else you want to play? Nothing. That taught me to tell my students to learn it in all keys.
Somebody's near, dear, it must be.
In the late 50s, Richard got a call, admission into what he calls the University of Sarah Vaughan.
Jimmy Jones on the piano, Roy Haynes on the drums, and Sarah Vaughan on the vocals. And just the way she would shape notes, express notes, I was the least experienced in the group. So everything I did was learning from listening.
There were other teachers, too. Richard played with groups like the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band, with players like Eric Dolphy, J.J. Johnson, and Miles Davis, and under the direction of classical composers like Igor Stravinsky and Leonard Bernstein. But in 1977, Richard decided it was time to share what he knew and to do some teaching of his own.
So I always wanted to live in the country. So when I came here, it was like saying, well, there it is.
He moved from New York City to southern Wisconsin, taking a position at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
What I try to do is not tell them anything at first when I give them an assignment, to see what they come up with. And I think I got this from my high school teacher. Because he made you want to know, and he took a chance.
Speaking of happiness, why did it have to go?
After almost 40 years, Richard still teaches, working with groups like the university's Black Music Ensemble.
I have a question.
Is there any way you could insert EJ? He doesn't have a separate part, right?
I lay down that bass line that they're doing, just vocally, so it's underneath.
But I want this combination of male, female,
voice at least for two bars. Do it at the concert. Bring him in. He's a nice guy. He's good at improvising.
Richard teaches more than music. He also works with students and professors to make the campus more diverse.
Well, I have a lot of work yet to do at the university in the sense of diversity. And I take that on as my personal responsibility to make sure that the music school or any other department in the university is using diversity with meaningful results. And when
morning comes, whether it's how to make music or how to build community, Richard says it's his students who will carry on the lessons he's learned.
That's why I like being around young people, passing on a legacy. They're the messages. And I've said it all before. Oh, I be the blues woman. Yeah, I be the blues woman.